Chapter 2. Fire. It was a mistake, I said. I wanted to put cinnamon in the cake, but I put in hot chili. Mrs. Forrest, one of our most important teachers, came into the room.
You've made Rosie and Erica sick, she shouted.
The smell of Rosie sick made Erica sick, said Charlie. So Rosie is half the problem. Mrs. Forrest smiled. I didn't like her smile. A happy Mrs. Forrest was always unhappy news for me.
You're already on report this week, Jasmina, she said. I'm going to tell Ms. Morgan that you can't go to dance lessons until after the holidays.
Then I'm leaving the dance class too, said Charlie. This was worse than terrible. But we have to be in the dance show this year, I said.
Don't say another word, Mrs. Forrest replied. School has finished for today. Go home. Now!
I tried not to cry. Why did I always make things worse? On Fridays, I often went to dinner at Charlie's house. Tonight, we were ready to eat, but suddenly, my dad rang at the front door.
Don't worry, he said to me. But there has been a fire at the house. The firefighters are there, and everyone's safe. Jordan was at band practice.
What happened? Was Mai in the house?
Yes, Dad said.
Charlie's mum looked at my dad, and then he looked at Charlie's mum. Adults think that children can't see that special look. You can stay here tonight, Charlie's mum said to me. Thank you, I replied, but I'd like to go home now. Dad and I arrived home, and everything looked almost normal. The firefighters were in the garden, and Mai was smoking a cigarette. She saw me, put the cigarette under her foot, and hugged me. Are you okay, Mai? I was smoking a cigarette in the living room, she explained. I fell asleep for 5 minutes. Did we lose anything in the fire?
Only some of your dad's papers. The firefighters were very quick. 5 minutes is all you need for the house to catch fire, Iris, Dad said in a cold voice.
Mai looked at Dad.
I'm sorry that I'm not wonderful like you, Drew, she said angrily.
She didn't sound sorry.
You were very lucky this time, one of the firefighters said to Dad. You have children, and if this happens again...
Dad's face turned red.
Did you hear that?
Dad asked Mai when we walked back to the house.
Of course, Mai replied. I've got ears, you know that.
I didn't like seeing my parents like this, and I went inside and ran upstairs to my bedroom. There was a message from Charlie on my phone. Charlie, are you okay? Kiss. Jazz. Yes, we're all okay. It was cool to have firefighters in my garden. Kiss. Charlie. You're so lucky. Kiss. I started to write. No, I'm not. I didn't want to tell lies anymore. But I heard a noise at my door, and I quickly wrote. Jazz. Jordan's here. Speak to you later. Kiss. Charlie. Tell him that I said hi. Smiley face. Speak to you tomorrow. Kiss. Jordan came in, opened my window, and then sat on the floor. "Let's play favourites," he said. This was strange, because 2 years ago, Jordan thought that he was too old to play this game with me. We played for a few minutes, but soon we heard our parents arguing again.
"You've changed," I heard, and "everything is always about you."
Then we heard Mai crying and speaking very quickly on the phone in Portuguese. Jordan went back to his room, and I hugged Kinsley, my toy elephant. After a while, Mai came to my door. Her eyes were red.
"Please come down to the living room," she said.
Now I was sitting on the sofa with Jordan.
"Your mum's going to stay with Auntie Bella," Dad said.
"So?" I replied. "Mai stays with Tia Bella all the time. Tia is Portuguese for aunt." I hoped that this was normal, but I knew that it wasn't.
"Are you coming back tomorrow, or the day after that, or the day after tomorrow?"
I kept talking, because then I couldn't hear anything that I didn't want to hear.
We aren't sure, Mai said softly.
She stood up, and her chair made a loud noise on the wood floor.
"Look after your sister, Jordan," she said.
Jordan looked very surprised. Then he stood up.
"Don't worry, I'll look after Jazz. Have a nice time with Tia," he said.
"Have a nice time with Auntie?" Didn't my brother understand? Mai wasn't going on a happy holiday. She was leaving us. Why didn't Dad do something?
"Maybe I could say that I was sick, just until tomorrow.
If you need anything," Mai kissed the top of my head, "then call me and I'll be there." Mai didn't understand. I needed her. I needed her here at home. "She's leaving because I'm not in Spinning Alice's," I thought, "and I wasn't good enough to stay in dance class. I'm never good enough."
That Saturday morning, our house felt very quiet. Dad was cleaning, and I went to the park. I wanted to play football with the Year 6 boys. Theo saw me arrive.
"Sorry," he said. "We're practicing for a tournament. Only the school team can play."
This made me very angry. I wasn't on the team because I was a girl.
"Go away, Jazz," said Zach.
I tried to kick the ball by his feet, but I fell on the wet grass, and the boys all laughed at me. I went home and had a shower. Dad made 2 cups of hot chocolate, and we had a talk. I told him everything about the dance class, the cake, and Rosie being sick. That evening, we played video games and we made Dad's special pizza together.
"Why can't life be as easy as making pizza?" he said quietly.
I didn't have the answer.